This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Floods are coming to burn scars in the Central Mountains just as predicted. The Summit County Sheriff's Office reported a flood in 10 Mile Canyon west of Officer's Gulch. A bike path from Fraser to Copper Mountain is closed. The National Weather Service has also issued a flash flood warning for the Williams Fork burn area near Winter Park. And the biggest risk is near the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forest in areas burned last year by the Cameron Peak wildfire. A flood in the same area of Larimer County killed one person and destroyed at least five homes earlier this week. This is the last weekend of Latino Conservation Week, a nationwide initiative to get more Latinos out in nature. CPR's Miguel Otárola tagged along with a group last night on the lookout for some nocturnal animals.
That's the sound of a little brown bat flying over us at Crown Hill Park in Wheat Ridge. An ecologist with Bat Conservation International led the evening hike, just one of several events organized by the Colorado chapter of Latino Outdoors. Outing leader Rosie Sanchez says the week-long series of nature events is a chance to bring everyone closer to wildlife.
You don't have to be Latino to participate in any of the activities. It's a celebration.
A recent study from the Center for American Progress found that more than half of all Latinos in Colorado have inequitable access to the outdoors. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
In Wheat Ridge, the temperature has dropped to the 80s. Much of the Front Range has a chance for thunderstorms tonight. Keep it tuned here. You are listening to Colorado Public Radio News.